As you know, we've been asking you for your audio accounts of Winging It. That's it, Taking a Risk, in our series called Life in 500 Words. The theme is all about that, doing something untoward that perhaps you didn't take into account, just going for broke and seeing what happened. And in the case of Sander, it was breaking free from a relationship that had threatened her very survival.
I looked in the mirror and couldn't recognise what I saw. My face was red, swollen. I could not put on my glasses. The frame did not fit my face. My scalp had several cuts. My jaw felt dislocated, my left pinky broken. The numbness from my body deceived the throbbing pain and it shook uncontrollably. My tears had been drained out. I was too exhausted to cry. Dazed and disoriented, I garnered all my strength to think what to do next. Should I leave? If I did, then I'd never be able to return. But I had nowhere else to go. I had no family in Australia, no money. I would probably become homeless. I may lose my children. But if I stay, I may not be alive the next time. Or become severely crippled and would be dependent on him for my daily care, which is my vision of a perfect hell. I've lived like this for 16 years. I'll be all right, I told myself at first. He'll be sorry in the morning and bring me flowers, even gold. But this time he was totally out of control. After 6 hours of torture, he set the alarm before he finally fell asleep at 4 a.m. so that he could get up and finish me off. He said he must do this, otherwise I'll go to the police and would split the family. I hate you so much I'll kill you one day, he often told me. You can never leave me, you're my property, he added. Hospital or police? What to do? These thoughts were going around in my head. Finally, after an hour, I made up my mind to leave on my own just before dawn. I never thought of myself as a brave person. When attacked, I usually froze instead of fighting back. I often felt nervous and lacked so much of the confidence I once had. I did not even have the nerve to drive in the city, only in the suburb, shops, doctors, the school run. So what started as the 7-kilometer drive from home to the hospital was indeed the beginning of the longest journey of my life. It had brought me to face my biggest fears and the challenges yet to come. Homelessness, a relentless family court battle, caring for my son diagnosed with a childhood cancer, rebuilding our lives, studying at a university and becoming independent. And all the while coping with the terrible effect of the harm inflicted by a vindictive and controlling ex. It was a journey which taught me that courage is not about a superhero's fearlessness. Courage is about doing what needed to be done, despite your fears. About not giving up on each failure. About getting up each time you are beaten to the ground. About daring to want what seemed impossible at the time. And about nurturing that spirit of yours too precious to be allowed to be broken. I'm now at peace.
That's Sander, finding a new life away from the abuse that she suffered in 16 years of marriage. If Sander's story has raised issues for you, there's a 24-hour counselling service. It's just a phone call away. Please ring 1800 RESPECT. That's 1800 737 732. And what about you? Tell us in 500 words the risks you've taken in your life. They can be ones for ill or for positive. And did they pay off or not? And we'd love you to record your 500 words into your smartphone and then email it to us. And so we can make that into a Life Matters audio yarn to share with everybody, both online and on the radio. All the instructions are on the Life Matters homepage. Just click the Life in 500 Words tile on the right-hand side.